Me? And my mother and father and a grandmother and grandfather were driving to the temple at dawn. And a truckload of Indian workers had either hit another car or just, I don't know what happened. But there were Indians scattered all over the highway, bleeding to death. So the car pulls up and stops. It was my first reaction to death. I must have been about 4. Up to then, man, my whole trip was to. That locks the car door when you push the thing, and boop, or you can look out the window and ooh. And man, all of a sudden, these are Redskins, and they're just lying all over the fucking road, bleeding to death. So they pull the car up and they stop. I'm just a kid, so I have to sit in the car with the women. I don't know whether I'm crazy or what, but I had the feeling when that happened, like I didn't want to look back, like I'm just this little, like a child, it's like a flower, man, his head is just floating in the breeze, man. But the reaction I get now, thinking about it, looking back, is that possibly the soul of one of those Indians, or maybe several of them, just ran over and just jumped into my fucking brain. I'm sitting there and I know something's happening because I can dig the vibrations of the people around me, who I think are very heavy because they're my parents and all that. And grandparents, everything's real secure, and the glove compartment. And all of a sudden, I just realized that they were just little screaming, creamy creeps in the face of reality, and that they didn't know what was happening anymore than I. That was the first time I tasted fear.